Just ahead of a self-imposed deadline, the Michigan legislature passed a K-12 school spending bill yesterday. The measure had wide bipartisan support, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to sign it. The bill guarantees at least $8,700 per student for every school district. That's a major increase. For more on that and the budget work that didn't get done, I'm joined by Zach Gorchow. He's the executive editor and publisher at Gongwer News Service. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Doug.
This budget item eliminates disparities in the amount of funding per student in school districts. Why is that being called a historic change?
Well, if you go all the way back to 1994, there was a real chasm in per pupil funding between school districts. This was one of the drivers of what was called and is still called Proposal A of 1994, which took school funding away from local property taxes, which was the creator of these big gaps, because, of course, different communities have different property values and different assessments and different taxes, and made it a state-driven and state revenue decision. And so here we are 28 years later, where the basic per pupil foundation grant is going to be equal. Now, there is one caveat there. Not every district is still going to be at the same funding level. There's about 40 districts out there. These are in wealthier areas that right now are funding at well more than $10,000 per pupil, and will get to keep doing that because their residents had raised taxes on themselves to pay for it. But all in all, if you think about the more than 500 traditional public school districts in the state, most of them are going to be at the same level, $8,700 per student.
Zach, needs and priorities vary from community to community, as you were just talking about, but how might this kind of increase translate down at the district level? What could it mean for individual students in the coming year?
I think for the districts that were at the lowest level, they're going to see the largest increase, more than $500 per pupil. You know, that is going to provide the opportunity, hopefully, to hire more staff, pay their staff better. But there's more than just teachers. Of course, there's a lot of money outside of the per pupil funding to hire school psychologists, nurses, counselors. That's a position that has really withered away in the last 20 years. You know, you and I might remember there was always a nurse in the school. You had a guidance counselor was assigned to you. That's really a rare thing now, let alone a school psychologist. So some definite headway potentially being made there.
Zach, overall, this state school spending plan represents a 10% or so increase in funding. What allowed Michigan to make that kind of jump in spending?
Well, there was a big run-up in revenues that was not anticipated. Yeah, about a year ago, the forecast was really bad. But as it turned out, all of the federal money, coronavirus aid, that has been sent to people in the form of checks, people are spending that money. When you spend that money, you're paying sales tax. When you pay sales tax, you're funding the schools. Now, the big question is, how sustainable in the long term is this increase? You know, will, in a year from now, will we be looking at, you know, a little bit of a cooled off where we don't have all this extra revenue? We might be. I don't believe they spent every dollar that was in there. There's still something of a balance available, which would help absorb a potential cool off in revenues next year.
Zach, in the seconds we have remaining, the K-12 budget is now done, but the majority of the state budget is not. What are a couple of the top items left on that budget agenda?
Well, I mean, pretty much everything. You know, I guess we could start with higher education. There's a big hue and cry from the universities to do, you know, better than the 2%. You know, really sub-inflationary increase that was being looked at before the pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services budget is the 800-pound gorilla of the state budget. There's a whole lot there that I think is, you know, going to be looked at very carefully. Nursing homes are very worried about cash flow. You know, there's a number of supplemental items that were not addressed yesterday, like flooding relief. I mean, you've got somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 billion that's available to spend on the rest of the budget that would usually not be available. It's almost an unfathomable amount of money that they're going to be able to push out the door. So very, very consequential, major decisions yet to come.
Zach, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher at Gongwer News Service. This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.